Sudan's military rulers and the main pro-democracy group have signed a deal to end a months-long political standoff. The agreement will pave the way for the establishment of civilian rule and elections. Hiba Morgan has more from Khartoum.
The deal, the framework agreement, is divided into several sections, but the most crucial part of the agreement is that the civilians will be having full control of the transitional period throughout the entire 24 months period once a prime minister is appointed. Now, that is something that political parties from the Forces of Freedom and Change Coalition, as well as from other parties, have been calling on for. They're saying that since the military took over power in October last year, they've been in control, and the fact that the military had was forced to go back and negotiate with civilian parties for a deal that would basically pave way for a civilian government and have the military be removed from Sudan's politics, and that is an achievement. That is one crucial part of the agreement.
Top leaders from South Africa's governing party have been discussing the future of embattled President Cyril Ramaphosa. His fate is in the balance because of an alleged cover-up of the theft of millions of dollars at his farm. 10 men accused of involvement in the worst peacetime attack in Belgian history are going on trial. 32 people were killed in twin bombings at Brussels Airport and the metro system in 2016. The trial is taking place in a purpose-built court in the former NATO headquarters north of the Belgian capital. A large number of bomb threats have been made in Croatia. Police have been sent to public buildings across the country, but no devices have been found. The most recent reports were of explosives in shopping malls. A price cap on Russian oil has come into effect. The G7, the EU and Australia have set the price for Russian crude shipped by sea to $60 a barrel. It aims to limit Moscow's ability to fund its war in Ukraine. The Kremlin has rejected the cap, while Ukraine says it should be $30 a barrel. A car has exploded in northern Syria, injuring one person. It comes as tension grows on the border with Turkey, which has been targeting Kurdish fighters. Ankara blames them for an attack in Istanbul last month.
This week on The Take, we meet one Ukrainian woman who was taken as a prisoner of war. She was freed in a prisoner swap and tells us her story. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.